It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been a huge show so far. This hour, we're going to have an uncomfortable conversation right about now about how to counter communist tactics when they're framing you and labeling you. We will discuss that. We're going to discuss them seeking out and seizing choke points. George Soros, wow, what he's up to is jaw-dropping. All that and more coming up this hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to get back to something we were talking about. Again, I think J.D. Vance has been a dynamite pick for Trump. I was a fan beforehand. I don't know about fan, but he was a good senator. From what I hear behind the scenes, good dude, genuine, true believer. And he's been dynamite on the campaign trail. But he goes and sits down with a bunch of different reporters, and they're labeling him. They're framing him. And you'll hear this last one, in case you missed it before. They get him. They flat out demand it. Do you disavow? I mean, do you disavow? You disavow? What? Surely you disavow.
So there's been a lot of talk about racism and whatnot. You faced some really nasty stuff. I saw this thing that Nick Fuentes, of course, he's an avowed white supremacist. He said, what kind of a man marries somebody named Usha? Clearly he doesn't value his racial identity, his heritage. I mean, this is racist garbage.
Yes, it is.
But this is also a guy that dined with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago during this campaign.
Well, and Donald Trump doesn't know anything about and frankly doesn't care for.
Nick Fuentes, an avowed anti-Semite,
sure,
went after your wife. He had previously dined at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump. Does this have any room in your movement, in the MAGA movement?
Of course it doesn't have any room in the MAGA movement. And of course,
you disavow him and this.
And of course, Donald Trump has criticized this person. Look, I think the guy's a total loser. Certainly I disavow him. But if you ask.
I want you to picture this. You know, who's the guest we probably have on more than any, although I don't do many a guest segment? Probably BK, right? I would guess we probably have BK, our Air Force PJ guy. Let's just make it about BK, especially since I didn't ask permission beforehand to use his name, and he'll understand what I'm doing here. So I want you to picture this. We start doing a weekly segment. Every Wednesday, BK comes on, and we do an interview. And every single Wednesday, when I get to interview BK, instead of having fun with him like we always do and joking about foreign policy, every single time BK comes on the air, you hear me ask this question. BK, I've heard from a lot of people that you kick puppies whenever people aren't looking, that you actually buy puppies for the express purpose of kicking them when people aren't looking. Can you put that rumor to bed now? Do you do that? Do you disavow that? And of course, BK, well, we know he would joke about the whole thing, but let's say he was being serious. What would he say right off the bat? If he didn't understand what I was doing, what would he say? Well, that's a lie. Of course I disavow it. No, I don't do that. But then we have him on the next week, following Wednesday. Opening interview, opening question. Hey, BK, I know we've talked about this before. There are a lot of people who have talked about you kicking puppies. And they say you do this a lot. There's a lot of people. So I just want to be clear. I want to make sure I clarify this for the record. You don't kick puppies and you do disavow the puppy kicking, right? BK, you disavow it? And he's eventually, yes, of course I disavow it. No, I would never do something. And I do it again the next Wednesday. Hey, BK, about the puppy thing, could you answer one question? And then the next Wednesday. Hey, hate to keep doing this. Do you disavow? Then the next Wednesday. Now, let me ask you something. It's been a month of this, 2 months of this. If you, God forbid, see somebody walking down a sidewalk kicking a puppy, you watch a movie and someone kicks a puppy, let me ask you, does BK's name pop up into your head? Of course it does. Of course it does. That's basic word association. Of course it does. Just by repeatedly asking him a question about something despicable, something he's not, I have labeled him. I have already framed the debate. And now BK, because he accepted that bait, because he accepted that framing, now he's forever associated with kicking puppies. The American left, the communists, they have so successfully labeled the GOP as racist because the GOP is too weak and pathetic to see what's happening, and they're too stupid to fight back with any teeth. If a reporter, whether you're running for school board or president of the United States or anything in between, attempts to frame and label you with something despicable, so they say you're a Nazi, they say you're part of the KKK, so people are saying this, do you disavow this? Do you disavow that? If you do not attack viciously, verbally I mean, if you do not launch an attack against the person who asked you that question, if you don't immediately treat that person as a hostile actor, then every other hostile actor who gets a chance to ask you that question will ask you the exact same question. Donald Trump, during his 4 years of presidency, had to denounce white supremacy approximately 875,000 times. Why did he have to do that? Because he kept doing it every time they demanded he do it. Yes, I denounce it. Yes, I denounce it. Of course, I denounce it. I denounce it. I denounce it. I already told the last lady I denounce it. Why are you still asking me? I'm denouncing it. I'm denouncing it. They're labeling you. They're framing you. Stop denouncing it. And the next time somebody brings that up and say right back to them, hey, do you disavow this? Do you denounce this? Ask them. Do you disavow slicing off the breasts of a teenage girl? Your party, the party you support, they slice off the breasts of teenage girls. They cut penises off of little boys. Do you disavow that? Do you disavow? Well, hold on. Nobody ever said that. No. Do you disavow cutting off a young boy's penis? Yes or no? If you don't admit, do you disavow President Joe Biden being President Bad Touch every time he sees a girl under the age of 10? It's on videotape. It's not an internet rumor. We've seen Jeff Sessions on camera physically slap Joe Biden. He was then a senator. Physically slap his hand away from a young relative of Jeff Sessions because Jeff Sessions knew exactly what Joe Biden was, exactly what he did. It's why Joe Biden lights up like it's Christmas morning every time a young girl gets within his presence. So the next time a member of the American media asks you to disavow white supremacy, to look at him right in the face and say, do you disavow pedophilia? Do you disavow the touching inappropriately of children? I've heard you people love to touch children. I have Joe Biden. He's on camera. There's a lot of touching there. Are you comfortable with the touching? Do you disavow it? And I know how hard this can be, because it is difficult to break out of someone else's framing when they're framing you that way. That's why they do it. They do it because if you choose to play within the rules, if you choose to be, quote, polite, if you choose to go along with it, then they win. You must learn to break out of the framing. And there's no comfortable way to break out of the framing. They ask the questions the way they ask them because they make it so comfortable and safe and nice to just stay within the framing. So you'll sit down for an interview today, and yes, of course, I denounce white supremacy. And then you'll sit down for one tomorrow. I denounce white supremacy. And then one the next day, I denounce white supremacy. I disavow, I denounce, I disavow, I denounce, I disavow, I denounce. And they keep asking, and they keep asking, and they keep asking, because they're winning. Every time you're answering the question, they're winning. You keep answering the question, you keep losing, they keep winning. And you will stay losing for the rest of your political life until you decide to turn that around and attack. Offense. Offense. Anti-communism. Treat the vile commie scum like they're vile commie scum. Stop treating them like they're reporters from the media. Stop treating them like they're just a professor. Stop treating them like he's just a Democrat member of the House. He's a disgusting communist, and everything he does and says is done with the purpose of destroying you and everything you care about. So stop being polite, stop disavowing, and stop denouncing. That's it. I'm going to move off of it because it gets my blood pressure up. I can't stand it when I see him do it. I disavow. Gosh. I disavow paying too much for bedding. That's what I disavow. In fact, I denounce it. I denounce Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't denounce MyPillow, though. MyPillow got kicked out of Bed Bath & Beyond. How? How could something so popular, they were just going gangbusters in there. How could something so popular get kicked out of a big box store? Because Mike Lindell and MyPillow won't stop talking about you and your values. They won't stop fighting for you and your values. And they have these big sales. You know how MyPillow always has a big sale going on? They got queen size MyPillows for $19.98 right now. How about that? They have mattress toppers as low as $69.98 right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. They got six-piece towel sets, $25. I need to stress how wonderful this towel set is. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Do some emails. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, download a podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's do a couple emails. I've been lax tonight. In fact, I don't know if I've got to a single one. All right. Jesse, Republicans are worried about Act Blue. Just pause for a moment. Act Blue is that huge Democrat front group. They'll constantly fundraise off of various things and then use it for Democrat causes. I remember this like it was yesterday because they did this after Hurricane Harvey down here in Houston. We had that terrible flooding after Hurricane Harvey. I've never seen anything like it. It was apocalyptic. The whole place was underwater forever. And then a bunch of people started raising money. Hey, help the victims of Harvey. And if you click through, all the money went to Act Blue. It all that's who these people are. Anyway, Republicans worry about Act Blue 3 months before an election. Representative Brian Steele asking for an investigation. He wants to pass legislation to stop illegal donations by gift card and anonymous donors and ask for an emergency order from the deep state to stop it. Where were Republicans on this 2 years ago? This is why we lose. Well, yes, this is why we lose. I just got done ranting about disavowing and denouncing. Republicans are 1,000 steps behind the communists. We're dealing with these rabid communists who are, I've used kind of this kind of example before, but think about us as residing in a castle. It's medieval times. We're in a castle. We're in this gigantic, beautiful castle. And it's our job to protect and maintain the castle. So obviously we have to guard it with weapons, shields and swords and spears and bows and arrows. It's our job to tend the garden, make sure the water's done right, clean things. But it's our job. We are the keepers of the castle. And what's happening is the communists, the bad guys, they have kicked down the gate. They are busy murdering everyone they can get their hands on. They've lit fire to half the castle, and the GOP is the castle staff convincing themselves that this is just some light rebellion that'll go away if they treat it kindly enough. We are in a cultural war that will decide the next several hundred years of the country. You want to feel good about being involved in politics? That's the war you're involved in right now. We will win or we will lose, and the cost of victory is staggering. And we send these weapons-grade losers back to Washington, D.C., and they don't act like they're involved in anything at all. They just kind of act, oh, it's just old D.C. politics. Just another day here. My good friend, Democrat Dork, we may disagree, but at least we play golf together on Sundays. You're actually asking the GOP to be proactive about it? Where are, and I actually want to give credit to Ken Paxton, the AG of Texas, but where are the Republican AGs from red states attacking the highly, highly illegal and suspect Democrat donor network? In fact, I'm going to bring this up right now. I got to read this off my phone here because I forgot to have Chris and Michael print the thing off. But there's a story. It's not my story. It's from the Media Research Center. They're a wonderful group. I have their people on a lot. It's from the Media Research Center, and I want you to go read it if you wanted some details on it. But the title of it is, it's 30 pages, so it's a lot. I read it so you didn't have to. But the title of it is Law and Disorder, and it's about George Soros and what he's done here. And I'm just going to hit a couple highlights, and now you tell me why this has not been torn apart by Republican AGs. MRC, Media Research Center, has uncovered 7,785 pages of internal communications from dozens of Soros-backed prosecutors. Soros invested at least $117 million to install, direct, and control 126 radicalized prosecutors. At least 30% of the U.S. population lives underneath these prosecutors. Soros' communist machine sets the policies, including colluding to break the law and not prosecute certain crimes. The Soros machine held at least 51 meetings with the prosecutors. A foreign-born billionaire decided he could destroy America's cities by purchasing the district attorney office, turning the district attorney office into a weapon against his political opponents and a friend for the animals who are his friend. And Republican AGs across the country are currently doing nothing to attack that. They are destroying this country using these front groups, shell corporations. Oftentimes it's freaking foreigners who are doing it. And the best you can get out of a Republican AG is, I'm voting Trump. I'm at a Trump rally today. Thanks. Sounds good. Could you maybe launch an investigation into the communist networks that are destroying America? And I want to interrupt your rally, but could you maybe attack them? They're busy throwing pro-lifers in cages for the rest of their lives. You can't get a Republican AG to lift a finger against George Soros and what he's doing here. God. You want to talk about chess versus checkers? That's chess versus checkers. All right, we'll do some more emails, talk about choke points and a couple other things before we do that. You know, I have news. So I lifted weights today. No big deal. No, it's nothing heavy. I'm just trying to not die. I lifted weights today and feel great. Feel really good, except now my knee's sore. Left knee's sore again. Aches and pains come as you get older. If you want a way to get rid of that, not mask it, not ignore it, you'll start taking Relief Factor every day. I know you wake up and that pain is there. That back pain. The neck. You ever have that neck pain? You can't hardly turn. You look like Batman. Your hands hurt. Your hands ever hurt you? Happens when you get older. Start taking Relief Factor every day. It's all natural. It's drug-free. It's all natural. You take it daily, and what it does is it supports your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body's already trying to fight the inflammation. It's failing. It doesn't have the tools. Relief Factor is the tool. Take it for 3 weeks. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If it doesn't work, don't ever order it again. You will. You'll order it again. Everyone does. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Do I still think Walls drops out, Chris? It's not that I think he drops out. I think there's a chance he drops out. And I know that's kind of weenie. I'm supposed to come on here and just tell you, no, he's dropping out, like I told you for years about Biden. I don't know about that. Here's what I think. From the outside looking in, the Democrat Party looks unbelievably chaotic. And here's a challenge for me. I'm sure this is probably a challenge for you. And if, you know what? It's not that I'm sure. This is a challenge for you, whether you know it or not. I try to see things through the eyes of a norm or a norma. That's what I try to put myself in a normie's shoes because I pay attention to this stuff. I care. You pay attention to this stuff. You care. You don't see things the way Norm sees things. I don't see things the way Norm sees things. But trying to put myself in the shoes of a Norm, let's say I didn't have any super solid political convictions. You know, I want grocery prices cheap. Other than that, I just want to watch the game on Sunday and white picket fence and pay less for gas. Okay, that's the Norm existence in America. But putting myself in that guy's shoes from the outside looking in, Democrats dumped the sitting president of the United States of America.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was a neck and neck race. Would have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did someone...
They dumped the sitting president. They hand-selected a new one, and she's a mess. And then she selected a VP candidate who has more baggage than that Sam Brinton guy who just got convicted of a felony for stealing everyone's in the Biden administration. From the outside looking in, from the eyes of a Norm, as best as I can put myself in those shoes, they look chaotic and dysfunctional and disorganized. And so from the outside looking in, maybe dumping Walls is actually worse than just hanging on to him and weathering the storm. And I'm guessing here, but I would guess that's the calculation Democrat operatives are making as we speak. Tim Walls is, there's no question about it, we have the numbers out now. Tim Walls is doing what the VP's not allowed to do. He's dragging down the ticket. He is dragging down her poll numbers. It is resonating. It has grown and grown and grown. Every day we have more video, more audio of Tim Walls pretending as if he did something he didn't do, talking about his PTSD from his time in Italy.
And both of you, with your keen understanding of how this works, especially from National Guard families, I can tell you this, having been one of those that came back, we were in support of OEF, but being sitting in there with OEF, OIF veterans, when we came back, they showed us the horse whisperer and told us to be nice when we went home. And that was the extent of it. That was in 2004. Now, I'm proud to say that because of the people sitting in here and people who came before me, things have changed over the last 4 years. They have not changed enough. But Mr. King,
the baggage is growing. The communist is trying to figure out, do we hang on to him and let him continue to pull down the ticket? Normie veteran is bothered by this. Democrat veteran, if he actually is a Democrat veteran, and those exist out there, hard chargers who fought for this country and they just kind of went Democrat or always were, that's fine. But normal veteran, normal Democrat veteran, normal independent veteran is going to be bothered by stolen valor. The rabid Democrat animal demon base, they don't care. I'm not worried about them. But this is an election where Donald Trump has to grab the norms. Joe Biden has to grab the norms. Do you allow Tim Walz to pull down your ticket, or do you appear chaotic by kicking him out? I don't have the answer to that, and I'm not making a prediction there. I'm really not. But I tell you, they're having this conversation, and man, aren't you glad you're not them? RVP's killing it. Look, J.D. Vance, I know I was critical about the denounced disavowal thing. He has been so good on the campaign trail. I've been so impressed. Let's do some emails. Jesse, did you see the reports on college cutbacks? Makes me ponder why. Is this a surge in trades? Is it expensive? Okay, college is cutting back. Listen, obviously the government funds way too much of these disgusting communist universities, and that's something the GOP would tackle if they had any interest in actually winning. But setting that aside, the universities do need your money. They need you to show up and they need you to pay. There are a few things that have happened in recent years. One, COVID. COVID was a big, big, big deal, because you were forcing kids to take something they didn't want to take. Parents didn't want them taking it. You were forcing kids to wear masks. Two, the radicalism on college campus. It's not just standard college protests anymore. That's always been around. That's nothing new. Now they're much more rabid, much more violent than they ever were before. When mom and dad are sitting at home thinking about where to send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, they have hesitancy of sending them to Columbia now when you turn on the television set and see a bunch of Hamas-loving animals killing themselves or trying to kill other people on the quad. Columbia gets a lot less appealing. So, okay, there's that part of it. Really, the general distaste with the American education system and how gross it is a huge part of it. I had a conversation recently. No, I'm not part of Hillsdale College, but I'm a huge fan of Hillsdale College. I have been for a very long time. And as I'm having more and more discussions with my sons, my oldest is about to be 16. What do you want to do? I'm trying to give some guidance. What do you want to do? And he's talking about maybe being an electrician or a plumber or something like that. And as you know, I encourage that. I want my boys to go into the trades if possible. It's a wonderful living. It's better. But I've left open the option. No, if you know what you want to do, we will allow you to go to a university of our choosing. And that list is unbelievably small, the universities I'd be willing to send my kids to. Well, Hillsdale is one of them. Honestly, it'd be the top one for me. I just love Hillsdale. They've been killing it forever. I had a chance recently to sit down. I had dinner with a couple Hillsdale folks, and we were just gabbing. It wasn't, again, we're not working together or anything like that. We're just gabbing about some things. And I asked them, I was buttering them up. I flat out told them, I said, I really want you to get my kid into college one day. You know, it's kind of half joking. It was very much half joking. Anyway, I was half joking with them. But along those lines, I asked, hey, what's it like to get in? And I'm paraphrasing. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but they essentially said, well, the waiting list was long and it's gotten a whole lot longer in recent years. As you can imagine, there's this amazing university where you can send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, and they'll just learn the Constitution and math and history. And at the end of their 4 years, they'll be better thinkers and they'll reflect your values even more. You can send them to a place like Hillsdale, or you can send them out to Berkeley, and you really don't get to see your daughter again for the rest of her life because she's a lesbian tranny now with a new group of friends, and she figured out that dad is a Nazi white supremacist. I know what I'm picking. I know exactly what I'm picking. The disdain the general public is beginning to acquire for these government education places, these dirty commie education places, is having people choose a different path. Look, it's not just that colleges are having to make cuts. Homeschooling's going through the roof. As people have learned more and more about how horrible the curriculum is, they are choosing something different for their kids. Look, I have friends, they vote Republican. You know, they're all going to vote Trump and whatnot, but they're not heavily political people. They're already asking me, hey, Jesse, what school would you trust? Hey, Jesse, I'm really worried about our girl. These are not political people, but they know. They see. They want out. They want out of it, and that's a good thing. Again, we are already separating. It's just a matter of how exactly where exactly we go from here. All right, I want to discuss communist choke points, a couple emails, then we're going to do headlines. I tried to pack everything into the show. It's been a very, very busy show. It's a great show. If I say so myself, Chris. What, Chris? Anyway, maybe this show was too much for you. Maybe there was too much yelling. I do feel like my voice was too elevated tonight. Sorry, I'm full of energy. Look, I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. Even in the evening time, I am full of energy. I don't know what to tell you. Once you get your T levels up, gentlemen, you'll stop needing a nap at 3 p.m. And more importantly than that, your mind will start being clearer. You need testosterone for logical thinking. It's not just about making babies with the old lady. You need it for logical thinking. You need it for energy. You need it for mood. Gentlemen, are you down ever? Kind of weirdly down? Just get depressed in the evenings? It's because your T levels are down. CHOQ.com. Go get a male vitality stack. Take it every day. You'll feel so much better. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I feel like I was a little bit amped up tonight. Not exactly sure what's going on there. A little amped up that it was probably the MyPillow bedding products. I don't know, but I've slept great. Either way, I feel amazing tonight. Now let's do a couple more emails before I get the headlines I didn't get to. But before I get to those, I just want to play something for you really quickly. Remember, there is a huge difference between power and popularity. The right oftentimes confuses those two things. They're the silent majority. Oh gosh, gag me. Power and majority are different things. The communist knows this. The communist will take popularity if it's given to him, but it's not something he seeks. He seeks power. And because he seeks power, he grabs choke points of power in your society. Why is there a child drag show at the local library in your little red town in Wyoming? Because while you were driving by the local library, the local communist who just moved there from California, they went and got themselves in charge of it. They seized a choke point of power. But I don't understand. This town's 90% Republican. The communist understood that. That's why they went to the library and took over. This happened in the corporate world through the HR department. In fact, if you're a corporation that has an HR department and you're listening to the sound of my voice, you should understand you have very likely invited a poisonous, deadly cancer into your company, and you should probably fire everyone in the HR department and eliminate the department completely. The HR department, it was the choke point of power the American communist used to take over America's corporations. You get them in there, it's almost always, almost universally, some single childless cat lady hag who hates everything about America and hates herself, and you let her determine the training your company goes through, the hiring, the firing. Soon, your corporate boardroom is full of a bunch of dirtball commies. I'm going to play something for you right now. I want you to listen to this. Her name is Kira Lynn Johnson. Who is she? Delta Airlines. She's their DEI chief. That's her paid job, this heifer's job, is to be the DEI chief for Delta Airlines. You invite this Maoist hag into your corporate boardroom, you deserve everything you get from
it. But the other more subtle forms of communications, I would call them the little C communications. They might even be verbal communications. So we're beginning to take a hard look at things like our gatehouse announcements. You know, we welcome ladies and gentlemen, and we've asked ourselves, is that as gender inclusive as we want to be? You know, we're looking at some legacy language that exists in some of our employee manuals and getting to the root of the way some things are described and saying, does that actually send a message of inclusivity?
Delta's working on saying, or on stopping the saying, ladies and gentlemen, at the gate. Why? The wheels are falling off mid-flight. Planes are playing bumper cars now because you filled up the air traffic controllers with a bunch of DEI hires. You're stuffing a bunch of DEI hires in the cockpit. Things are a complete disaster. Flight cancellation everywhere. And Delta's focusing on eliminating ladies and gentlemen. How could this happen? First, you started an HR department. Second, instead of properly vetting the people coming into your HR department, you went and hired, well, she went to Yale. You went and hired some hag who to take over your HR department. And soon, your formerly wonderful company began to be filled up with communist cancers. Now, it's terminal, and you don't know how to stop it. You don't know how to end it. That is how they seize choke points in this country. Jesse, I love your show. I listen on KEX 1190 AM in Portland. That's a sweet station. I love it when you do history stuff. I like the ones you did about Rome, Civil War. I have not voted in over 30 years, and this June I registered to vote Republican. In the words of Popeye, it's all I can stands, and you can't stands no more. I love that. That's awesome. Jesse, I just listened to your show. I have a comment about the church question. At my church, we're constantly told, while we are strongly urged to vote, we cannot endorse any candidate or party from the pulpit because it could jeopardize the tax-exempt status of our church. Our church is worldwide, so if one congregation in some town is advocating for a person or party, some visitor decides to record it, it could impact others. Okay, I understand that. Why don't black churches struggle with that? How many black churches, how much audio could I play from these poisonous black liberation theology churches of them explicitly endorsing candidates, endorsing causes, over and over and over again? They do so without fear. If the communists will get up and preach boldly without fear, and the good guys are worried about their tax-exempt status, we're already finished.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
House conservatives push for funding fight as shutdown looms weeks before the election. Oh, absolutely. I am sure the GOP is going to dig in its heels and really make a stand. I'm sorry, I couldn't even get it out. Secret Service apologizes to Massachusetts salon owner for breaking into the shop to use the bathroom. When I first saw this story this weekend, I swear I thought it was one of those kind of internet rumor parody things. The United States Secret Service really did. They taped over a security camera and they broke into a closed Massachusetts salon so people could use the restroom. And we only know about this because the owner came forward and complained and said, look what these freaking people did. This government is so out of control and people don't even know it. America's progressive cities are increasingly childless. Someone said it's a family exodus doom loop. Well, who wouldn't want to raise their kids around violent crime and heroin needles? Black Maryland parents sue DC Children's Hospital over removal, sex change, and trafficking of autistic son. They haven't been allowed to see him in 3 years. Just a reminder, we are the good guys and they are not. All right? We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.